This episode of See Tally Run is brought to you by State of Run, FitSoc, and MTech Results. Hi, I'm Olympian Carrie Tellefson, and today I'm interviewing two-time Olympian and Run Gum CEO, Nick Simmons. So let's get after it. Okay, Nick. So we know last year a little bit bummed out by not making that team. You're a little bit injured. Talk about your ankle injury and how you've been doing and what's next.
Yeah, you know, at 32 years of age, I felt like I was a little bit on borrowed time anyways. Not a lot of 32-year-old half milers out sprinting 23-second 200s. And there's a reason for that. As I was sharpening up the final days leading into the Olympic trials, I was cranking some really hard twos trying to get my legs ready. And something popped in my left ankle, and I ended up fracturing it. And it was frustrating because I was, you know, this close to making my third Olympic team. But I was just grateful my ankle had been held up, you know, for 10 years of professional running and got me on two Olympic teams already. It's 100% healed up right now, and I'm running about 50 miles a week. So it's being a good ankle again.
And what's next? Like, what are you, just getting your base in, or are you?
Yeah, I'm putting in a base. You know, I'm talking with Brooks about training for the 2017 World Championships. If I decide to do that, and I'll make that decision at the end of this year, okay, it would be my last year. I'd say I'm 90% certain that I'll train for 2017. But, you know, I just like running. I love being a part of the Brooks Beast track club. Mm-hmm. I love living here in Seattle and working with Brooks. So my contract's through the end of the year, and I want to be here and just be a great team member as long as I can.
I like what you do with the sport, Nick. I mean, there are times when we're going to get injured, and a shoe company is not paying us to sit on the sidelines. But what you do, you keep yourself out there when you are injured, or if you aren't running real well, you're still out there doing something good for the brand. What can you tell younger athletes that, you know, for me, I never said no to a photo shoot. I never said no to a speaking engagement. I always tried to think, what happens if I get injured? What can you tell younger athletes to do? Because you obviously are doing a great job even when you can't race.
Thank you. I mean, from the day I signed my first contract, I had this feeling in my mind that I'm one injury away from it all coming crashing down. I mean, I'm lucky. I've been a professional runner for 12 years now. So that's a very long time to be a professional runner. The average career might only be a couple years. And I guess that fear of one injury bringing it all crashing down, you know, always made me want to build a strong brand, a brand that could even survive an injury or a retirement. And I think that ties into the fact that I've always viewed myself, or viewed professional athletics in general, as a form of entertainment. And that's really what it is. I never thought I get paid to run fast. I get paid to be entertaining. And running fast is entertaining, but there's a lot of other things you can do to be entertaining as well. You know, any professional runner who says, oh, I get paid to run fast, really doesn't think about the economics of it. Yeah. Whether you're sponsored by Brooks or Nike or Adidas, they're not really paying you because you're fast. They're paying you because the things that you do sell shoes. Mm-hmm. A meet director that gives you an appearance fee isn't paying you because you're fast. In part, that's true, but they're really paying you because you're entertaining and you're going to put people in seats. Yep. So the athletes that hide in a cabin and only show their head once every 11 months, it's really hard for fans to identify with that person. It's hard for them to root for that person. You know, an athlete like Lolo Jones, she's never won a world medal on the outdoor stage, and yet she has one of the largest following, commands one of the largest appearance fees, and has more sponsors than almost any athlete I can think of because she's entertaining and she's willing to share herself with the public.
Right. All right. So next question, Nick, you and Run Gum, your former coach, you guys developed this and I see it everywhere. And I feel like now we're taking over. Yeah. Well, I saw it on ESPN. I think Neely Spence Gracie was having a good time during the front when she was in the front pack of the New York City Marathon. So I could see her chewing her gum. So talk about it.
I mean, it's a performance enhancer. It's one of the few legal performance-enhancing drugs out there. And we put caffeine, taurine, and B vitamin into each piece of chewing gum. There's a lot of science that backs up those stimulants as performance-enhancing. It's very chemically similar to a sugar-free Red Bull. You know, I used to drink energy drinks because I loved the way they made me feel emotionally. More energy, more focus. But then I've got this knot in my stomach because I've got 8.4 ounces of sugary acidic liquid sloshing around. Mm-hmm. And I threw up that liquid enough times to know that that wasn't the most efficient way to get the stimulants that I needed. I have a degree in biochemistry, a class of 2006 from Willamette University, and I knew how to get these stimulants into my body. I knew that sublingual absorption would be faster. Mm-hmm. I knew that it would bypass the GI tract, so I wouldn't have anything heavy or acidic sloshing around in my stomach. And so we put 100 milligrams of caffeine, which is slightly more than a Red Bull, taurine and B vitamins, all into a pack of chewing gum. And you chew two pieces or one if you're sensitive to caffeine, and it just gives you this boost, whether it's before a workout, in the middle of a hard race, as you're running into a meeting, or as you're pulling an all-nighter studying. Run gum gives you a boost in energy and focus that so many people have come to realize. And once they try it, they more often than not rebuy because they understand how powerful this can be to boost their performance.
So I like totally need this when I am at the noon time, you know, noon hour of the day, and my kids mm-hmm. are like just driving me crazy. This yeah. is going to get me through the rest of the day, Nick.
It gets me through the day. So, you know, I'm the CEO of Run Gum mm-hmm. and I'm training professionally, and both are full-time jobs. So yeah. I'm working 12-hour days. You know, I'm up at 5 a.m. and I don't go to bed until, you know, 10 or 11, and I'm working most of the waking hours. I go and do about 10 miles worth of training plus weights plus, you know, everything else that goes into properly training from about 9 to noon or 9 to 1. Mm-hmm. And when I come home after that, I am so exhausted. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean I get to crawl into bed and take a nap like I used to. I've got a business to run. And if I pop a pack of Run Gum at 1 o'clock, instead of just kind of groggily working through my day, I'm effective, productive member of the Run Gum team. And I get so much done. And it's the kind of thing where I wish I'd had this product, you know, mm-hmm. 10 years ago. What was I missing out on? And I always joke when I send Run Gum to coders or lawyers or nurses, I say, get ready for your productivity to quadruple or to increase in a meaningful way, because these are performance enhancing drugs, you know, legal stimulants that can really, really benefit people no matter what they're doing. We say it was created for elite athletes, but it's perfect for anyone on the run.
It's awesome. I love it. I mean, I read that you were a biochemistry major, and I thought, this guy, I mean, you can do it all, basically. And that's kind of what you're doing with track.
With Run Gum, I can.
Well, you do it with Run Gum, but you obviously can do it on the track as well. So let's talk a little bit about that. Being a voice for track and field and not being afraid to ruffle feathers, because we know that you can ruffle some feathers. So what is that all about? I mean, you know, for me, sometimes just putting my head down and running was easier. And you're obviously taking the hard road where you're not afraid to speak out. Talk about that.
Well, when I was in my younger middle 20s, it was about just putting my head down and training my ass off and trying to see how fast I could get. And I don't encourage kids coming out of college to, you know, be running around, running their mouth and ruffling feathers. No, you got a job to do. At 32, almost 33, I think I've probably run my best. I think that I have benefited so much from what the previous generation did to bring this from an amateur sport to a semi-professional sport. I just feel a certain sense of obligation now to leave track and field better than I found it, and to continue what so many people before me started in trying to make track and field a professional sport. It is not a professional sport right now. Anyone who says that it is hasn't really studied the sport and hasn't studied what it means to be a professional athlete. We are semi-pro sport. We don't have a lot of the things that would bring us into a fully fledged professional entity, and we're going to keep fighting for that, whether it's collective bargaining rights or, you know, the rights to free speech, even, you know, Rule 40 prevents us from having the rights to free speech, logo placement, wrestling some of the power, some of the advertising space back from the greedy governing bodies. Mm-hmm. These are all things that need to take place. And I'm just one voice, and I'm certainly maybe the most annoying voice.
No.
But I'm just one of many athletes out there that believe that it's time for track and field to join other professional sports in the 21st century.
Well, I think this kind of goes right into our last title or last question. That's, what title do you want to leave this sport with? I mean, I don't want to rush you out of this sport because I'm a big Nick Simmons fan. I love watching you race. But what title do you want? You know, in previous interviews, you've talked about state titles, NCAA titles, Olympic titles, world championship titles. What title do you want USA Track and Field to remember you by?
You know, as an athlete, I want to be remembered as someone who is consistent, and, you know, 6 US titles, and mm-hmm. I think I've made almost a dozen world, you know, global teams now. I think that shows that I was consistent, and consistency is key in this sport. It's easy to be a flash in the pan. It's easy to run 1:43 one time. It's pretty hard to do it a dozen times. So as an athlete, I want to be remembered as maybe not the most talented, maybe not the fastest, but one of the most consistent. You know, and off the track, I want to be remembered as someone who, just like you said, wasn't afraid. Yeah. You know, so many people get afraid. They're afraid of USATF. USATF works for you. It's not the other way around. They exist because of the athletes. And I think too often USATF thinks that the athletes exist because of them. And that's just so absurd. I'd like to be remembered as an athletepreneur, someone who worked hard on the track and worked hard off the track, and inspired maybe the next generation to realize that they are in a sport that's semi-professional. That people will say, if I had a dollar for every time someone said, well, you don't expect to make a lot of money in track and field. Those people are saying that because they're taking your dollars. There are billions of dollars in this sport. And if someone says that to you, chances are it's because they're taking all your money. So understand that there is a lot of money there available. Just make sure that it's going into your pocket and not someone else's pocket.
Nice. Okay. All right. Well, now we've seen the serious side of Nick a little bit, but now it's time to see the true, like, real Nick Simmons. And these are, these are the rapid fire questions. So these are the ones you really got to think about. This is a question that I ask all my elites that I interview, and we get to know kind of a little bit more about you. So here we go. Hills or 200s?
200s. I hate hills.
Really?
Okay. I hate them. Unless I'm walking. I hate going up them. I hate going down them.
Okay. Dinner date or a movie date?
Dinner date for sure.
Okay. Sweatband or trucker hat?
I like both, but I'll probably go trucker hat.
Okay. Ice fishing or fly fishing?
Fly fishing, but I love fishing of all kinds. Don't
get
me wrong.
Can't figure that. Okay, visualization or meditation?
Visualization.
Yeah. Do you use it a lot?
Yeah, frequently. I think every great athlete does.
Yep. Okay, now this is just us being silly, but Hilton or Marriott?
Ooh, I better be careful with that one. I'll go Hilton.
Okay. Beer or coffee?
Coffee, and that's probably surprising because I love beer so much, yeah. But. I'm a caffeine junkie. And
maybe
I really
beer with your gum.
Yeah, that's a good combination.
There we go. Yeah. Okay. So run gum, fruit flavor or mint flavor?
Cinnamon.
Oh, cinnamon.
Yeah, you've got to try cinnamon.
I need to get some.
We'll send you some.
Okay, okay. Beard or clean shaven?
Well, it's November, so I got to say beard.
Okay.
No shave November.
Okay. Slow recovery days or cross train days?
Slow recovery days. I love an easy run.
Yeah, me too.
I'll easy run for the rest of my life. I don't know that I need intervals for the rest of my life.
Really?
I hate intervals.
I cannot see you not getting out on the track and just busting out some hundreds every now
I
and
think,
then.
Honestly, the day I retire, I don't think I'll ever run on the track again.
Yeah, it's hard to get to the track. It's a little scary.
It's just, I've destroyed every tendon and ligament in my left ankle from so many years of turning left. And
yeah.
I love working out. I love easy running. I could even see myself climbing stairs and doing hills, but yeah. Intervals on the track, yeah. I've got about 9 months left of intervals on the track, I think.
Oh, I don't want to hear that. We don't want you to be done. Okay, country or rock?
Rock.
Oh, I would not have said that. For some reason, I just saw you as a country guy.
I was born in Arkansas. I grew up in Boise, Idaho, and I have country in my blood, but it sounds like nails on the chalkboard to me.
Okay, okay. Rock climbing or surfing?
Surfing.
Okay, dumbbells or body weight?
Dumbbells.
Really? Okay. All right, I think you've answered this, but Worlds 2017 or Olympic 2020?
Worlds.
Yeah. I just think you still got 2020 in you, though.
You know, if I 100% just wanted to focus on running and I took care of my body and I did all the little things necessary to get a 36-year-old around the track, yeah, I think physically I could probably do it. Mm-hmm. But at 33, there's a lot of other things I want to do. I want to continue working on my business, Run Gum. I want to climb the tallest mountain on every continent. I want to spend more time with my family. I'd like to have a family of my own. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just can't do everything. And having ticked that box of becoming an Olympian twice now, making another Olympic team isn't as important as enjoying some of the other things in life for me right now.
Well, you deserve that. And do you have any news for us? Is Nick Simmons off the market?
Oh, I have a serious girlfriend. Okay. I'm not married, but you know, I always said, for me personally, having a wife and kids and running professionally was going to be mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
So that's another nice thing to look forward to. You know, retiring, some people view it as a sad thing. I view it as just an amazing chapter that has ended, and it allows me to go on to amazing new adventures. Every life's a series of adventures, right? Yeah. And some of them have to come in chronological order. Mm-hmm. Track and field needed to come when I was young and when I could run my fastest, and I did that. But there's so many other great things to look forward to. And when I do announce my retirement, sometime in the next 12 to 18 months, mm-hmm. I don't think anyone should feel sad. I think they should feel excited about all the cool things that I have to look forward to now.
Well, we will be right there rooting for you. And thank you so much for doing this with us. And send us some run gum, but we'll go out and buy it as well.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining me for my interview with Nick Simmons. Get after it.
Hey guys, if you like this video, support our show by sharing it on your social media. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or Pinterest. And make sure to tag us so we can see you get after it.
Right, Everett. Let's show our muscles. Show your muscles. Oh, tickle, 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 tickle.